At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you can find the time to stripper,
then you can find the time to spend with your actual family.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Damn! What they on? All steroids and no carbs? Them the thick-ass kids.
This is Prime Time.
We're not like you. We're grown ups.
Your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Oh, my goodness!
Here are Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanek with Prime Time on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. By the way, Buckley's bet not looking so hot.
Remember, it's fine. It's early.
Right off the top, he was like, oh, Dusty May sucks. Bet the over, Indians. Or wait.
Yeah.
Canceled.
Yeah. You're going to have to see yourself out.
Guardians.
Guardians, Dodgers.
Or it could have just been Spiders, the greatest nickname brick of all time, Guardians.
Dusty May looks great, and the Dodgers are up 2-0.
Yeah.
Nice handicap.
Well, you'll see. There's 6 innings left, dude. 7, actually.
They'll be in the bullpen in 2 more innings.
So we're talking about the Big Ten and the SEC ruining college football, which some seem to believe is happening. And I see the point.
I don't get why automatic, because someone on the text program said, if you don't know, so that what they're proposing is 4-4-2-2-1. So 4 automatic berths for the SEC, 4 for the Big Ten, 2 for the ACC, 2 for the Big 12, 1 for the Group of 5, and then depending on how many teams you'd have more than likely 3 at-large berths that go to whoever. And I'm going to need an explanation. Now, I get it why you say that if you're not in the SEC or the Big 10, you're going to be all pissy about that. But what I don't get is why that is ruining college football.
Right. We're hearing that a lot.
I know, but this is where I don't get it. Everyone still gets a seat at the table and has a shot. Now, it's not an equal shot, but what this does address is the fact that the Big Ten and the SEC are running the show. They are going to get certain concessions because they're the ones that are allowing everyone else to play in their reindeer games. And without question, and by the way, my team is in the Big 12, for God's sakes. The idea that BYU in the Big 12 has to run anywhere near the same gauntlet that the Big Ten and the SEC do is ridiculous. That is such a dumb argument. So there is going to be concessions. Now, you may think that the concessions are too much, but everyone still has a chance. And by the way, there's no guarantee that those other at-large teams are going to be SEC or Big Ten teams. Everyone can get a shot at that. But I would make the argument, and I don't know this off the top of my head, but I'm going to go back and look at this. I'm willing to guess that if you went to a 16-team playoff from last year, which is the first year that we did the expanded 12.
Playoffs?
I'm guessing you probably have 4 to 5 teams from the Big Ten and the SEC if you went on the regular seating that we used last year.
Well, I think they had a 12.
They had a 12 team.
So I think you certainly had 4 Big Ten, right? Because you had Oregon, Ohio State, Penn State, Indiana.
Yes.
And then in the SEC, you had...
Look up college football, what the bracket
Georgia.
Was. Yeah, Georgia, Texas.
Texas.
Alabama got left out, but under the new
Ole Miss
one...
Miss left out.
They would have been put in. Old Miss got left out, but under the old one...
Tennessee was in.
Tennessee was in. So you would have had...
3. Yeah, am I missing an SEC team?
No, I think there was three SEC, but under the, if you went to a straight 16.
Yeah, there'd be four.
I think there'd be five, because I think Ole Miss and Alabama were
the
right,
next two.
Were the next two. I think Miami probably would have been let in.
I get the argument of you don't want automatic qualifiers. I understand that. Okay, it's like just best 16 no matter what. But what I would say to that is the best 16 is almost always going to include four teams from the Big Ten, the SEC. So it's really kind of a moot point.
Yeah, probably.
Like if they didn't even tell you about automatic qualifiers, you didn't even know about them, you may not even notice a difference.
Yeah.
Like it may not, it would have that little effect on who is in the tournament. Now, maybe one year the SEC or Big Ten is down and it screws a team or two here. It's going to happen, but that's what we're saying. It's like you can't please everyone.
No.
And honestly, I'm with Josh Pate, that, dude, this could be way worse. The SEC could have argued for six, and they probably could have gotten it.
Or just the SEC and the Big Ten could say, fine, screw you, we'll just go do our own thing.
And that's exactly what Ross Dellinger is saying, that they're flirting with. Greg Sankey, the SEC commissioner, is saying he has people in his meetings, which are SEC people, the presidents, telling him or asking him, why do we need the NCAA?
Yeah.
What are we doing here?
Yeah.
And so he's got to kind of ride that line. And honestly, I think they've done a pretty good job of it. So if you don't like automatic qualifiers, what about the two for the Big 12 and the ACC?
Yeah. So I'm looking here.
So you hate that?
Yeah. If you would have done, and by the way, you can't make an argument that the ACC and the Big 12 deserve equal representation. Well, you can. I think it's a stupid one. So if you took the 16... If we're going to assume it expands to 16, last year the SEC would add five and the Big Ten would have had four. So that's four automatic qualifiers for the Big Ten. You wouldn't have gotten another one in. You would have gotten the four automatic qualifiers in the SEC, and there still would have been another one that would have got in because they were in the top 16.
And I think that is most years.
Yeah, I think so.
I just feel like, yeah, I feel like, and so how you get from that to it's ruining college football.
I don't get it.
Blows me away. I don't know where you come up with that.
Oh, and by the way, the ACC would have had two teams. Guess how many teams last year the ACC had?
Two.
Two. And then the Big 12 would have gotten one more in.
Colorado?
No, they would have gotten BYU.
BYU.
Yeah. And BYU, by the way, was 17, so they would have maybe bumped... They would have bumped maybe one of those SEC teams out. So
what I think the key to this is...
My point is, it wouldn't have been much different.
Exactly. It's not going to be in a year that much different. The key here is that they're moving to 16 teams.
Yeah.
If you put 16 teams in the college football tournament every year, that is probably going to be a pretty good representation of what it's going to look like most years.
Yeah.
4-4, 2-2, 1, and so on.
And I hate to do this to anyone, because by the way, my school is included in this. BYU last year, in my opinion, at 10-2, deserved the same sort of consideration that SMU got. SMU went 11-2, and BYU beat them. I think you could put them up against a Clemson team, but they didn't. And guess what? Didn't get ruined by the fact that BYU kind of got overlooked. The college football playoff. So if, by chance, I'm looking at teams from 14 to... 20, which is where all of this will kind of come in. Is anyone, and I mean anyone that matters,
no,
going to be rocked if South Carolina,
no,
BYU,
no,
Iowa State, no, Missouri, no, Illinois, one of those teams,
the Illini,
if one of those teams ends up in or out, is anyone outside of that fan base sitting around being like, that's it, that's, it's over, can't do it anymore? And this is the argument I make to Washington State and Oregon State. And believe me, from the bottom of my heart, I feel so bad for you because you got screwed. You are the two people in all of this that got absolutely jobbed. But to sit there and pretend that Washington State and Oregon State no longer being relevant in the world of college football somehow ruined college football, outside of Pullman and outside of Corvallis, no one gives a damn. And it did not ruin college football. And by the way, you still have an outside chance. You can still do the group of five. You can still try to find your way in sometimes. But let's also not act like Washington State or Oregon State has been relevant in college football for ever. Occasionally Oregon State has, and occasionally Washington State makes a Rose Bowl or something. But please stop with this. This is ruining college football. The numbers don't lie. The eyeballs tell you that college football and last year's playoff were great.
A couple of texts. One says there should be zero automatic qualifiers. All teams should be merit-based. The large conferences will probably get their teams in, but they should not be baked in. There's no reason to have automatic qualifiers. But hold on. This is the same guy that says it's ruining college football.
Yeah.
Dude, you're shifting the argument to there's no reason to have them. Well, that's technically true. You don't have to have them. The only thing here is that the SEC and the Big Ten want them, and they have the leverage. All we're saying is, okay, give that to them, or they're going to take it. Sure. So you have no choice in the matter. Yeah. It is not ruining college football. Here's the next one. You're right. They're going to get the same amount of teams, but the reason the Big Ten and the SEC want automatic bids is because they want essentially play-in games. Top two from each conference will be in, then three will play six, four will play five in each conference. Without auto bids, they cannot have those games. Again, yes, you're right. Once again, if you don't like that, it's not ruining college football. Quite frankly, I think those play-in games that he's talking about in the leagues are actually going to be pretty cool, and they're going to add some more drama to who gets into the playoff in the SEC and the Big Ten, and it's going to make them more money. How on earth is that ruining college football?
Other than you saying it's not fair, and it's not, but when someone has leverage, find me one business, because that's what this is, a billion-dollar business. Ooh,
Did you just drop a business?
Find me one billion-dollar business.
Did you catch that?
Or industry.
We'll check the tape.
Thanks.
Find me one that is fair and totally merit.
Why are you going there?
And merit-based. That's like saying a CEO when he takes over Comcast or AT&T and some merger, and he weasels himself a sweet little golden parachute and a big bonus package, and you're like, that's so unfair and unnecessary. And he goes, yes, it is. But
sure is.
They would like me as their president, and therefore I have options, and I negotiated myself a sweet little deal.
You know the other thing, too, is?
If you're waiting for the big, bad SEC and the Big Ten to sit down and be like, everyone gets what we get, and it's all fair and equal, I don't know what to tell you, man. You're sitting around waiting for Goldilocks to come in, because it's not happening.
And, you know, Sankey said, he's like, well, don't try to tell me about the good of the game. And he's got a point here. The worst thing is, like Sankey and Petitti, the SEC and the Big Ten guys, they have to kind of be aware that if they split, that I could buy the argument.
Is bad.
Well, I could buy the argument that ruins college football as we know it.
Yeah.
That I could buy. And that's, I think, what he's saying is, hey, we're playing ball here.
Yeah, it could be worse.
This could be a lot worse, and we could ruin the sport, or at least in the eyes of some, ruin the sport. Yeah. And they haven't done that yet. And I'm telling you, they're having those. He said they're having those conversations.
Yeah.
So,
and by the way, that's not a thinly veiled threat. That's not even a veiled threat. It's just a threat.
And but just thought exercise. Think about this. If Greg Sankey comes out and says, you know what? You guys are bitching so much about automatic qualifiers, screwing over the sport of college football. Guess what we're going to do? You can have your little college football NCAA tournament, okay?
Cool, I'm over here.
We're going to be going and playing over here against the Big Ten in our own NFL-style league. We'll get with you later about what that looks like. Peace out. Maybe he says, bye, bitch. What are you saying?
Can have the argument that they ruined college.
Because they could do that.
Then they could have. It's the Darth Vader Empire Strikes Back. You altered the deal. Pray I don't alter it any further. You just don't have any leverage. And leverage is what gets deals done. And so while you may not like it, I'm with you. I think the SEC and the Big Ten, the fact that they're willing to... I mean, I guess this is plain ball. The fact that they're willing to not really go down the bad road that they could go down, I think you should be happy, and I think you should probably take it and say thank you, and let's all make a bunch of money.
Well, they did.
And yeah.
They did take it.
Yeah, I mean, that's
because they kind of had to, but they didn't say thank you, and that has pissed Greg Sankey off.
Yeah.
So I'm going to tell you what he said coming up next.
And I forget who it was, but someone said that's the angriest they've seen him at a press conference.
Yeah,
ever.
He's pissed.
Yeah.
Well, I really enjoy the show.
I get
thank
why.
You,
when
boss.
You feel like you're doing...
Thank you.
I don't know if it's the right thing. When you know that you're not bending someone over as much as you could, and then someone is angry about... Like, if you went to buy something, and the guy was like, you know what, dude? I'm going to cut you a 20% break on this, right? This is what I could charge you. you need my product. You know what? I'm going to cut you 20%. And then that person turns around and goes on Twitter and is like, dude, this son of a bitch, he only gave me a 20% discount. Dude, I wanted a 50% discount. I get where the guy would be a little pissed and be like, really? You're bad mouthing me now? And that's kind
you know,
of
it's called X, right?
No, it's Twitter.
Oh, okay. All right. So I'll tell you what he said, Sankey. We've got the quotes. We'll run that next, and then we'll get to you in the news on The Fan. Okay, so we did all this talking about Greg Sankey being all pissed off, and we didn't tell you what he said. So I just wanted to...
Well, I'm sure we have the clip.
Oh, do we have the clip?
I would assume.
On Maybe. Sports radio? Sports talk radio?
No. I'll look for it. I'll let you know in just a second.
All right. We'll just sit over here and wait.
I would have thought Buckley would have had that, but, you know.
What is
unless
Colorado
Isaac or you
Rockies?
Asked for it, I usually don't have it, unless one of the other shows had it.
I'm guessing that clip is in there, and I just...
Buckley's got bet story about it, okay? Shohei just hit a home run.
It's been making the rounds.
Another home run?
Yeah. He's got, he's either leading the league or he might be tied at this point.
I feel like he homers every night now.
I don't know if you know this about Shohei Ohtani, but turns out he's good at baseball. And, although the Mets took 2 of 3 from him, suck it, Dodgers. He was pitching. He's been on the mound. So
not in games. He's seeing hitters though, bullpens.
Yes, he is working his way back to pitch.
They don't really need him until September.
But isn't it weird? As great as he is right now, and we're all like, oh my god, he is amazing. He is not currently pitching.
No,
like you forget how
he's not earning that $70 million. Well, I guess he doesn't make $70 million, but
well, actually, he does, but.
It's deferred.
Yes.
He only makes $2 million.
As someone who his team has paid Juan Soto $70 million,
yeah.
Let me tell you.
Now, there's a guy not earning $70
million. Yes. And Met fans all hate him now, but, you know, everyone just relax.
It's because he's a hateable guy.
Well, but everyone,
not even his own fans like him.
Everyone hated Lindor when they gave him that contract, and Soto will be fine. He's a little fat now. He'll work his way into the groove.
Yeah, I don't think he will.
He'll be fine.
Anyway.
We do not have the Greg Sankey.
We do not.
No, it's not in the
Sports
system.
Sports Talk Radio.
I don't know what clip it is, but if you'd like, I can go peruse internet and find it. Look for
you
it.
You know what?
Buckley, or you can just read it
just
to us.
Watch the Dodger game, okay? We know that's what you want.
Did a commercial?
He said, I don't need... This is Greg Sankey, SEC coach.
And he was fiery when he said it.
I don't need lectures from others about the good of the game. Is he from the South?
This is way better than Sankey audio, by the way. You have to do the whole clip like that.
I don't know if he's from the South, but... I picture him having a southern accent.
He does not have that kind of southern accent.
He does now.
I enjoy what you're doing.
Now, remember, he's the one who convinced his presidents in the SEC that the college football playoff was in the best interest of college football.
By the way, he went to Syracuse, for God's sake.
Yeah, so he's a...
he's a
northerner.
He's a Yankee.
He's a Yankee. Well...
But keep doing the southern accent.
He's claiming...
It's better.
He's saying he's the one who has been working to save the ACC and the Big 12's ass.
Yes.
Which he did give them to, again, it's not all him, but, yeah. You know, he got the SEC presidents to agree that the ACC and the Big 12 could get 2 automatic qualifiers each.
Yes.
And that's basically what he's saying.
Yes.
He's also the one who all along has been working with Tony Petitti of the Big 10 to help those conferences. Meanwhile, those conferences are complaining about their help. So they poked the bear, and then he said, on The Fan.
Greg Sankey.
Here on Sports Talk.
Maybe I should have got the clip.
You can issue your press statements, but I'm actually looking for ideas to move us forward.
There you
here
go.
Now.
Well, I like that. It's a main justice.
And then he said, the SEC didn't need the playoff. That was for the good of the game. But he wasn't done.
No. It's a pretty long, I mean, you can't, it's like a 2-minute clip.
For the first time since he was named commissioner in 2015 and has since spoken with measured yet forceful tones, Sankey unloaded. For 10 years, he has spoken as the conference, rarely as the commissioner. It's always we, never me. That ended in various spots during a 45-minute State of the SEC to begin the league's annual spring meetings, a State of the League that quickly turned into the State of College Football and Sankey's place in it. You want to go inside what it's like to sit in this role? Here now.
I like you doing Greg Sankey like this.
I think about the responsibility I have to our member institutions over here now. And I think about the rest of college football more broadly all the time. I'm open to the college football ideas. There's not just a lot of them incoming. My phone's not ringing off the hook with, hey, here's another way to look at it here now. Boy.
I couldn't be any happier with the way that went.
This is all getting clipped.
It's so much better than listening. Because I listened to the Sankey clip this morning, and this is so much better.
Let's see if I can find some more quotes here.
Well, I can summarize. So the couple points beside the ones that were so eloquently laid out by
Popcorn. Our athletic directors are telling me we've given away too much to arrive at these political compromises. Yeah, now, how many of those compromises does it take? Oh, he is pissed, isn't
he? Yeah, he's really fiery. Yeah, he was all kinds of fired up. Because again, his member institutions, which he does say that is his responsibility, not the world of college football. He feels that a lot of people inside his conference are telling him that he needs to push harder, and that he has been the one that has kind of talked him off the ledge and was like, no, this is for the good of the game. So he is saying that they are acting in the best interest of college football, and people are coming back at him saying, why aren't you interested in acting in the best interest of college football? And that pisses him off.
Well, it should. And then he says, his last little salvo here, at least on this story, is, ultimately, I recognize I'm the one who ends up in front of the podium here now, explaining not just myself, but ourselves. So, yeah, good luck to me. Yeah, now.
Basically saying, if you need someone to play the villain, we'll play the villain. And, you know, he went on, and Lane Kiffin said this today, too. He said that under this format, there is a chance the SEC could cost themselves teams in the playoff. And this is true. Like I said, if we went back and looked at the 16-team playoff as the way it would have been last year, they probably would have had an extra, like a 6-team bumped out for a BYU because of the two automatic qualifiers for the Big 12. So, yes, in that instant, it would cost them that. So, and this idea, like someone said, well, what happens when – you know, in a couple of years when the ACC up and the Big Ten is down, I think the point is that's not going to happen due to revenue. And if it does happen due to revenue and all of a sudden the ACC is the big stick, then this will be revisited. This, again, this is about leverage. But the bottom line is you have two conferences that have payouts around $30-something million, and you're going to have two that are going to be paying out $80-plus million. I'm sorry, but if you think the Big 12 or the ACC is getting ready to rise up and all of a sudden have six dominant teams, it's not happening. But if it does happen year after year where ACC teams are getting screwed over, then yes, it will be readdressed. But in what world, by the way, are you going to get six? I mean, think about that. Think how silly an argument is. Go find me the six teams in the Big 12 and the SEC and the ACC that within the next 8 years are going to rise up, all six of them, and be top 15 teams.
Rock Chalk.
I mean, it's a ludicrous statement. And then to the person saying, there was another one on here. He said, I think it was Andy. He said he was a lifelong Duck fan. And he said, I am uninterested in a sport where only 30 to 40 teams have a chance at winning. Again, I asked that person, in what world have you been living? In what college football world where there are more than 30 or 40 teams every year that have a chance? If anything, this system that we have, this new format, is going to provide more opportunities than ever before. We used to play in a world where we didn't have a championship game. You could go undefeated or be a one-loss team and not play for a national championship. We had split national championships, for God's sakes. Then we lived in a world where we just picked two. And then it went to four and then 12. So anyone saying that somehow this is restricting the ability to win and play for championships, you're fooling yourself if you think that any year there's 30 teams that have any team that's capable of winning a championship. You don't understand the way college football works. And if anything, if you're going to make the argument of that, this format here provides more access than in the history of college football. We like to pretend that we had it great before and that somehow this is ruining it. Is it perfect? No, but it's a hell of a lot better than it's ever been in the world of college football. And let me point out, in the 1980s, BYU won a national championship, for God's sakes. And by the way, I think beat one ranked team.
Well, here's another sad little part of this, is that if you put Alabama in the tournament and not BYU, guess what gets better ratings?
Alabama. Exactly.
Even if BYU is more deserving. And I get that's not fair, but that's the way it is.
Yes.
All right, there's a little college football talk for you, Bruce.
Nick Sinkerson?
Ah, Dustin May.
Dustin May sucks.
Are we what? What'd you ask? Are we
Greg Sankey stands now? Do we?
Oh,
I see why
our drop
pissed.
Board's about to be. We got some gold here.
Community Theater Atticus Finch. You're welcome.
Dude, I'll just tell you right now. You doing Greg Sankey as Foghorn Leghorn?
That's what he sounds like.
I will never not be able to hear Greg Sankey any other way. It's like now, when I think of Harry Carey, I only think of Will Ferrell doing Harry Carey. And this will now be, anytime I hear Greg Sankey, I'm just going to be thinking of you playing Greg Sankey.
When I hear Greg Sankey talk now, I'm just going to assume when his sentence ends, there's a "here now" coming.
Here now.
Here now.
Ah. Wow.
Yeah, Derek May just gave up a three-run.
Dustin May.
Dustin May? Who's this Derek May?
He just gave up a three-run jack. Mm. Maybe Buck was right all along.
Oh, we're 2 runs away from the over, and we're in
the
bottom of
the fourth. It's 4-3 Dodgers in the fourth, and he had the over at 8.5. Come on. Yeah. Come on.
It's a lock at this point.
Oh, whoa, careful now.
You're an idiot, Sue.
Trying to jinx Buckley's
yeah, you are. I can see what you're
little
doing.
Action there.
All right, coming up next, we have in the news, the Rose Festival is underway, and a new fun game. What will the stolen animals be used for? Here's Buck.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Supply.
You can issue your press statements, but I'm actually looking for ideas to move us forward. Here now, the SEC didn't need the playoff. That was for the good of the game. You want to go inside what it's like to sit in this role? Here now. I think about the responsibility I have to our member institutions over here now. And I think about the rest of college football more broadly all the time. I'm open to the college football ideas. There's not just a lot of them incoming. My phone's not ringing off the hook with, hey, here's another way to look at it here now. Boy, our athletic directors are telling me we've given away too much to arrive at these political compromises. Yeah, now. How many of those compromises does it take? Ultimately, I recognize I'm the one who ends up in front of the podium here now, explaining not just myself, but ourselves. So, yeah, good luck to me here now.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
What?
What?
So good.
Not bad.
I want, anytime we have it needs to be a weekly thing where we find some sort of coach commissioner audio, and instead of playing the audio, we get Main Justice.
SEC Rob.
Yes. Justice T. Rob. Because that was the old Smokey the Bandit was Buford T. Justice. And that sounds like Buford T. We need Isaac T. Justice bringing the heat to commissioner talk.
Well, we may get it.
Oh, it's so good.
May get it.
So good.
Greg Sankey keeps talking. We'll get more. All right, May 27, 2025, time for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Hello.
Ah!
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Wow.
Please be seated, ladies. It's brought to you by The Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com.
Has Greg Sankey hurt you?
It is cellophane tape day, which I don't think we appreciate cellophane tape enough.
Question.
Yeah?
Difference between cellophane tape and regular tape?
Well, are you saying Scotch tape?
Well, I don't, yeah.
Scotch is the brand.
So
cellophane tape. Don't quote me on this, but I'm going to say that Scotch tape is cellophane tape. I think that's right. Scotch is just the brand of cellophane tape.
Okay.
And Scotch is the most common.
Yeah, I just didn't know what.
It's just like just light tape. And when you say regular tape, I think that's what you mean.
Okay, here's it.
Because there's different kinds of tape.
AI. Is cellophane tape the same as Scotch tape?
Yeah.
No.
Oh!
While Scotch tape and cellophane tape are often used interchangeably, they are not the same. Scotch tape is a brand name, while cellophane tape is a type made from cellophane, a transparent film. The brand Scotch is widely used as a generic term for clear adhesive tapes.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
So is this like Scotch and whiskey? So Scotch tape is cellophane tape, but not all cellophane tape is Scotch?
It didn't sound like that right there. I think what that was saying, and you know, you got to be careful with AI. Sometimes it's not right.
Yeah.
But I think what it was trying to tell us was that a lot of people just say Scotch tape for all clear tapes, and that's actually not true because Scotch tape is a different type of tape. It's a brand.
Yeah, maybe.
That is not cellophane. Boy, I think we need more homework here. Yeah. I'm going to put you on it, tape guy.
Because I'm looking here, and some cellophane tape kind of has a yellowish color to it. So is cellophane tape like packing tape?
No, cellophane tape is not. Oh, you mean like...
Because packing tape is thicker and...
But it's clear.
But it's... Yeah, I don't know. I'm confused. How about this?
What's your favorite type of tape? Do you like duct tape?
I like duct tape. Yeah, if you have to pick a tape, duct tape's
good. Duct tape's great, but can I have a bone to pick with duct tape.
Go for it.
Just the fraying edges. That's bothersome.
Yeah, but
I feel like they should be able to fix that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like painter's tape. Now, if you had painter's tape,
that's a fart in the wind. That thing just disappears.
Well, I know, but the edges are great. So what I'm saying
is true.
The if you had duct tape, because painter's tape, you want it to come off easily. Right?
You have your $1 million idea, don't you?
Yeah, I think I do. It's the edges of painter's tape with duct tape hole.
It's like a duct tape ice cream sandwich.
I like where you're going with that.
What do you think about that?
Except that tape's going to be really expensive.
Yeah.
Even better for you to make money on.
Now, is duct tape, is that a brand? Or is duct tape the type of tape? While we're on hot
I don't tape believe top. It's the brand because it's duct, D-U-C-T. You're talking about tape for a duct. So, like, I think...
Who makes duct tape?
I think like many brands do. I think you'd probably get it from Scotch
and I do
or from
know that,
Gorilla.
When you go to like the Home Depot, there is one that is duck, as in like organ.
Yeah,
duck.
Like quack. Yeah,
it's like duct tape, and that's kind of a fun little, you know.
So when you buy just the one that's gray, like isn't that kind of interesting? Like you buy just the gray duct tape.
Yeah,
they don't really brand it.
No, but like 3M is a million people that make duct tape.
I know. I'm just saying, like when you buy the just regular. Like, nobody really... Like, you don't shop for a certain brand of duct tape.
You just go
So you just see the gray duct tape and you immediately buy it. That's poor branding because I don't even know who makes it.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, I just buy the I buy the cheapest one. Like, because there's a million... I have no brand loyalty when it comes to duct tape. You just... And to be honest with you, I don't even buy duct tape. I just acquire duct tape. I just find rolls here
or there. It does kind of just show up, doesn't
it? It just shows up. Like, yeah, like, I don't know, I have a roll right now in my garage. I have no idea where it came from, but I didn't buy it. But Scotch does make a duct tape. So does 3M. Let me also say this. Gorilla Tape, that's quality tape.
Wouldn't know.
They do a nice job.
Do they also do Gorilla Glue, or is that another Gorilla company entirely?
Same.
Okay.
Same. They do nice glue. They do nice tape. Shout out to the Gorilla products.
Well, I feel like we did a lot of good work there, guys.
Yeah.
It is also National Grape Popsicle Day.
Oh, okay.
Popsicles are gross and stupid.
Yeah.
But good for kids.
If I had to have a popsicle.
Because kids are stupid.
You can do a lot worse than grape.
My kids freaking love them.
Oh, of course. They don't know any better.
No.
Yeah, and they get everywhere. It's a terrible idea to have four children.
Wait till they get a taste of a nice piece of white fish.
It's the most random.
That's what you went with?
It's the most random jump. I thought you were going with like a lovely dessert. You know, like maybe a... Like one of those orange creamsicle cups with the wooden spoons. But no, you went right to
a nice piece of white fish. Like a flaky halibut?
Can you go ahead and cut that? I don't know if that's going to be a valuable job, but I feel like wait until they get a taste of white fish.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what?
I feel like that may be one that we keep in the holster.
I'm living the life right now. I'm going on assisted living facility tours.
A lot of fish.
A lot of free food, man.
Yeah. Oh.
Are they trying to wine and dine you?
Well, yeah. They give you a lunch.
Yeah.
Or a dinner, they want you to try the food. Had some peppermint, what was it? Mint. What's the green ice cream?
Mint chocolate chip.
Yeah, mint chocolate chip.
I think the olds love that, don't they?
Oh, they love it.
I also like mint chocolate chip.
You getting into some cream corn, are you? And
some applesauce maybe for dessert?
Yeah.
I had a BLT.
Oh,
I like a good BLT.
Do you?
Yeah. It's kind of a go-to, I don't really want to eat, but I'll just eat.
Yeah, that's just bush.
Because it has bacon on
it. The BLT. Get out of here with that.
The 117th Portland Rose Festival is underway, guys.
Yeah. I've seen the, carnival. The
doing
carnival.
Great. Doing great. Riverside Carnival.
Yeah. I was like, what is the name for that? I don't know. There's
COVID flying around in there.
Yeah. Bunch of weird rides that I don't want to be on that are put up and by a bunch of people that I don't really trust, but, you know, get on there anyways.
Fireworks kicked it all off last Friday. It will run through June 8th. Okay, so we haven't talked about this yet, or maybe you talked about this while I was gone, but the Grand Marshal of the Starlight Parade, do you know who that is? So, of course, you have the Starlight Parade and the Grand Floral Parade.
Yes,
two separate parades. Correct. Starlight Parade, 8:15 this Saturday night. You know who's...
I'm trying to think if we...
Who's heading that baby up?
I don't think we talked about this. I don't know. Is it me?
It is not you. It is Dylan T. Pickle.
Oh, the Pickle.
Of Pickle's fame.
Will he be bringing Saucy T. Banger with him?
God, I hope so. I hope Saucy T. is there.
I
don't know. Dude, you want to kick this parade up a notch. Bring out some Saucy T. in his weird sausage wiener head thing that he's got going on. The wiener nunchucks. I can see Dylan... Dylan P. will be a nice, he'll do a nice job.
Dylan T., excuse me. Dylan T. Pickle.
Yeah, he does a good job. It's a fine mascot.
DTP.
Yeah.
And the Grand Marshal of the Grand Floral Parade, now that's the Big Daddy.
Is that me?
That's Saturday, June 7th, starts at 10 a.m., and the Grand Marshal won't even be there.
Oh, why?
Well, because she's an elephant.
Oh.
And elephants aren't allowed to be.
Oh, it's little baby Tula, isn't it?
Tula 2.
Yeah.
They gave it to Tula 2 this year.
That seems a little weird.
They gave it to an elephant. So you got beat out by
an elephant who can't attend.
Is there going to be an acting Grand Marshal?
I don't know. I'm finding that somewhat unclear.
I would like to be the Grand Marshal of a parade sometime. Would I don't you? Know what it does.
You stand in for Tula? You can be Tula for the day?
I would 100. And I'm hoping I get one of those, like the scepters, right? Don't I get like a... Is that what that is? Like a, you get the stick, like the drum majors, they get one of those. And then like I blow kisses to people and maybe like I throw things to the crowd. I'm on a float. I would like that. That's because I've always thought my dream was to be like a henchman or a bit character that gets killed off like in a B-list sci-fi movie. But I'm now adding Grand Marshal in a parade.
Okay.
I would like that.
Yeah. It's typically a person of distinction, often an individual who has made significant contributions to their community or a particular field.
Isn't that me?
I don't think that's you.
No?
No offense.
Damn it.
They often ride in a lead vehicle or float and are a central figure.
Well, can I ask two questions here? What has Dylan Pickle or the baby elephant done in their field? I've been doing
the baby
this
elephant
for 20 plus years.
Is cute and you are not.
No.
And
but that's
Dylan
it?
T. Like, entertains people on a... Wait, you do too.
Yeah, and I've been doing it for a lot longer than Dylan Pickle.
Dylan T.
Dylan T, I mean, just saying.
Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah. I'll take whatever parade you've got, you know.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
You can put me up in some chaps, you know what I mean? I'll wear a leather vest. Let's go.
Coming up next, the new fun game is what will these stolen animals be used for?
Oh, yeah. That's not
good. Yeah, it's never. Your mind goes to bad places.
The Dalmatian sort
when
of
this
thing.
Happens. So we'll get to that when we return on The Fan. Nice to have you along. This is in the news from May 27, 2025. Hello. What are you guys doing?
Hiya! Watching Mets.
How the Mets doing tonight?
Doing fine. They gave up two in the first and then scored four of their own.
Who are they playing?
The Chicago White Sox.
Uncut and Sankey rop drops.
Pete Alonso, by the way, 16 home runs shy now of the all-time Mets record.
Oh,
he will be the all-time.
Career?
Yes.
Who is the leader? Gary Carter? Not Gary Carter.
David Wright, I believe.
Really?
Is the career leader. Don't quote me on that, but I believe that to be the case. Now that I've said that, I'm probably completely wrong.
It's Daryl Strawberry.
Daryl Strawberry.
Only 252.
David Wright is two. Sorry. So Pete Alonso, next up is David Wright, and then Strawberry. So.
Okay. How old's Alonzo?
I think he's 30. I want to say he's like 31 ish.
All right. So he's going to.
Yeah, he'll get it.
Well, I know he's going to get it. I'm just saying, like, he's going to keep piling on.
Yeah, he's 30 years of age.
The most prolific home run hitter in Mets history.
Pete Alonzo. And I'm glad he's back. Remember, it was touch and go there for a little bit in the offseason, whether he was coming back.
You know who has the most home runs in Royals history? A real team?
God, I would assume
we do not have a. We do not have a.
Yeah, it's not like a power hitter, right?
What? Well, I mean, he was awesome.
And it was the most home runs in Royals history.
I would assume George Brett.
It is George Brett.
Yeah.
Yeah, 317. Now, Salvi Perez can catch him if he hangs around long enough.
Oh.
But he's sucking eggs this year.
It's insane to me that he is still playing for that team.
It really is weird.
Like, he was their guy in the 14 World Series. Yeah. And he was felt kind of like veteran guy then.
Yeah, I know.
It's nuts.
Well, I just looked that up.
He's still there.
Boy, did you see the drop-off? Because the Mets, it goes Strawberry, Wright, Alonzo, Piazza.
Mm-hmm.
The Royals go from Brett to Salvi Perez to you. Did you see he was third?
The great Mike Sweeney.
Mike Sweeney?
I loved him. Dude, he was awesome.
And then Amos Otis?
You remember Amos Otis?
God, I'm just saying, that is a...
Famous Amos?
That is a drop-off.
That dude was doing lines of blow off his glove in center field.
That's pretty cool.
He and Willie Wilson. I'm just kidding, they weren't, but probably.
Maybe.
Where were we? Okay, we've got...
We're newsing it up.
Well, we got stolen animals.
Yeah, and we don't really know what they're...
So this is from Orchard's Feed Store, and they reported the overnight theft. We lost two goats and the rabbit. And now our minds are wondering as to why those would be stolen.
And
I'm thinking snake food,
well, the goat,
rabbit.
Yeah, but here's my thing. I'm confused. Rabbits are so easy to find. You do not need to steal a rabbit. They are everywhere. I encounter every day at least 10 rabbits on my walk, and most of them you could probably scoop up. They don't run away. The goat, I think goats are probably a little harder to come by, but like, how much is a... Goats are like $50, and I think rabbits are like 10.
You can get a goat for 50 geets?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they're not expensive.
I didn't know that.
You can go on... I bet you can go on Facebook Marketplace right now and get a goat for $50.
Well, the general manager there of Orchard's Feed Store in Orchard, Washington, said that I don't think they realized we had cameras everywhere, so there is footage of them, and they look crazy as hell, especially the woman grabbing the rabbit.
Ew.
It's like, oh, boy.
And why would you? It concerns me.
They were baby goats, both named Andrew. That's kind of weird.
What?
Yeah. I know. That's part of the story that's...
What?
Yeah.
That seems so...
Yeah, why?
Okay.
Let's talk about that.
And if you're...
Let's get him on the line right now and ask, why were they both named Andrew?
And were there only two? Were there like three or four others and they were named like Bill and Steve? Or was it Andrew 1, 2, 3, and 4?
Kind of like where that's going.
I don't know.
I'm not going to lie.
Andrew.
If you had two goats and you named them both Andrew, I came over to your house and like, hey, what's
it's
up?
It's funny. Are you
I
doing
think it'd
bits?
Be kind of fun. Hey, these are my goats. What are their names? Andrew.
Well, is which one's Andrew? They both are.
Is that because you want them to come to you at the same time?
I think it's kind of fun.
Right? Like, you never call them separately. You want them at the same... So you name them the same thing.
Does it matter which one comes when they're called?
Do goats know their names?
I don't know.
Like, do they come when they...
I had goats when I lived in Woodburn. I mean... And I named them, but... I can't say that they ever came when... If you just show up with food, they came over. But in my experience with goats, they did not come to their names. By the way, a goat on Facebook Marketplace, a lot of free goats.
Really?
Yeah.
You can get them for free.
You get out to Hillsborough right now and get you a goat.
So goats aren't goats like... I mean, a lot of people think they're cool and cute, but they're not, because they eat everything and they kick you in the balls and stuff.
Goats are kick-ass, thank you very much. And if I had the property, but you can't have one goat.
You
have to have multiple. They don't do well on their own. Yeah. So, like, they got anywhere from free, or if you want, like, kind of some of these fancy goats,
but why,
you're looking
wait,
at between $100 and $200 for a pair.
What?
So if people are giving away goats, that means goats suck. Otherwise, they wouldn't give them away.
Well, not all of them are given away. You can... This kick-ass billy goat here, which I would totally get, $150.
Well, why don't you just get the free goat?
Well, that free goat isn't as cool as...
Well, how do you
know
that?
Look at this guy.
You don't know that.
That dude's awesome.
I mean, show me the free guy.
That's a cool-looking goat.
I'll save the $150 and just take the free goat. Yeah, look at his ears.
The billy goat's cooler.
That's cute.
Yeah. I think the little cute ones are the ones that are a little more expensive, because everyone wants like the little pygmy goats or whatever.
I don't know. I think that's weird. Like, when you put something on OfferUp or whatever,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
don't you look at what else is on OfferUp?
Yeah, absolutely.
like of the same product, and then you just undercut them. Don't you do that? Yeah, that's what I do.
But again, it's quality. Those free goats obviously are not as.
What are they, like little bastard goat? Like, what is the difference between a quality goat and a bad goat and a free goat?
Well, I'll tell you right now, the goats that were free versus that goat was $150. That $150 goat looks way cooler than those other goats.
I don't know.
Curly horns or something?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
And it's got like the big shaggy like hair. It kind of looks like a little evil and maniacal.
I
like
so it's all based on what it looks like?
Yeah, that's like everything else. I want my goat to have a little edge to it, you know? Color matters.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't agree with any of this.
But it looks like a goat will run you anywhere from free to like maybe $150 to $200. I did not pay. When I had goats in Woodburn, they were free. They came with that. When we got the house, like, the goats came with the place. And by the way, I just called them all goat.
Yeah, I had a friend whose house we stayed at once. It was his uncle's house, and he had goats. We asked, I said, what are those goats' names? He's like, nothing. They're goats.
Yeah. Oh, well, I always did the Adam Sandler voice, you know, like the goat, and they were goats. They were kick-ass. And then, like, there was favorites, but goats are great. I love goats. But you gotta have space and property and
yeah,
you know, all that
and
stuff.
And they eat your grass and stuff?
Yeah, they eat, like, a lot of people, like, will, you can, like, rent them and they'll go eat, like, if you got sticker bushes or whatever, you can't get rid of them. Dude, goats will eat anything.
You don't have to invest in a lawnmower?
No. I'm 100% pro goat.
I can tell.
Yeah. Very, very high on the goats. You just can't have them, you know, where I live, I don't have a goat facility. Believe me, if I did, I would 100% have.
But you can have goats in the city, right? In Portland? I hear them from time to time.
I'm sure you can.
Yeah, I'm sure it's Portland.
People have them. They have chickens and stuff.
Yeah, but it's very irresponsible to keep a goat just in a normal size. You know, they need space and all that.
All right. Guys, that is in the news May 27, 2025.
Keep an eye out for the stolen goat and rabbit.
Yeah, God, Andrew.
I'm worried.
Well, the rabbit, you know, is dead.
Yeah, the meth head, it's...
But the goats?
It's no good.
What if they have like a... Don't big, like, constrictor pythons eat goats?
Yeah, if they're small enough, you could.
Because these were small. These were baby goats.
Yeah, it's
I'm thinking snake food.
You might be onto something with the snake food.
Because that snake food, you know, it's expensive.
Yeah.
But also, if these people were as nuts as you said they looked, maybe it was something totally nonsensical. Like, they cooked up some weird scheme and, you know...
They're giving away for
free. Weird, scary people do seem like the type that would have a snake big enough to eat.
True.
Goats. But if you want rabbits, come by my neighborhood.
Go to the coast.
You can get any rabbit you want.
Yeah, rabbits are everywhere. All right. It is brought to you by the Advocates Injury Attorneys at AdvocatesLaw.com. We'll get into the NBA playoffs. Isn't SGA all you want in a superstar? That's next on The Fan.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.